Hi, I'm Alexandria Barker, creator of the Wishful Thinking Manifestation System and your host for this inspirational interview series. I'm so happy you're here with us today for this call. Now, wishful thinking guides you to fulfillment in 7 primary areas of your life through an understanding of the law of attraction and your chakras. So to celebrate the launch of my program, I've gathered together 7 of the finest new leaders in the personal development field, and each one is going to share their tips and secrets of how you can be more successful in these life areas. Each participant is also generously going to be sharing a gift with us, so if you want to stay on the call till the very end when we will let you know how to access that gift. So I'm absolutely delighted today to introduce my guest, Linda Sterling, who is going to be speaking to us a little bit about career. Now, Linda helps people who are struggling to create income learn how to embrace their talents and create abundance from living their dreams. Linda is the author of 7 books. She has owned publishing companies, managed newspapers, and has decades of experience in marketing, publicity, business development, managing events, and bringing in million-dollar event contracts. And as a spiritual intuitive, she helps guide people to help them see how to live their best lives so that they can bless others. So I'm so happy to introduce Linda to you now. Welcome to the call, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the lovely introduction.
Well, you're very welcome. And I just want to dive right in because I know that you have so much to share with us today. And, you know, just looking at this bio, you've accomplished so much. So, what little tips would you help people who are trying to, you know, just reach their fullest potential in their own careers?
Well, I've broken it down to 5 steps, but I think first I'll take a look at what spirituality means, and some people aren't always clear, and I thought, well, that's really the beginning. So spirituality, as it's defined, is the deepest values and meanings by which people live. And the spiritual experience includes a connectedness with a larger reality, yielding a more comprehensive self, a connectedness with the human community. So that's a broad definition. So what I've looked at is how does that work in business or your career? And so in the mix of things that I teach at Dreamkeepers University, I teach 5 basic steps to attaining spirituality in your work. The first one is set the desire. So you set the desire to work within a spiritual realm. If you don't have the desire there, then obviously you're not going anywhere beyond that. So that's step number one. Hmm. Step number two is set the intention that all you do is infused with consciousness. That sets the stage, and by doing that, the opportunities begin to show up. Step number three is plan for a higher purpose. So I want to explain that a little bit more. When you plan for a higher purpose, let's say, for example, you're a life coach, plan into that work what you can do to serve others. Maybe you serve someone at no cost to them, or maybe even 2 or 3 people each month. If you're a life coach, maybe these are people from a shelter or people who've been incarcerated and they need some ideas on how to plan and believe in their lives. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you build an element into every one of your programs where a percentage of your funds go to help others. That's one of the things that I always, always do with every piece that I create. An example of that is with a program that I'm working on right now with some big corporations. I have a requirement that a certain percentage goes to a couple of charities. So even though the companies that I'm working with have not expressed a desire to do anything in the spiritual realm, I infuse my work with that so that it goes forward in everything that I'm connected with.
Oh, beautiful idea.
Thank you. The fourth thing is ask for spiritual monitoring. Now, everybody needs a mentor or a close friend who will tell it like it is. Those are the people who see how you're currently working in your career or your business, and they can tell that maybe you're donating to charities, but you make your employees miserable, or you try to take financial advantage of others, or maybe you're just not the best person that you can be in your relationship. So having someone else who's taking an outside look at how you're operating within your career and within your life, they can tell you very quickly if you are on track or you're not. And that's just an excellent way to always have an awareness. Sometimes we think we're doing really well, but when others look in at us, they can see room for improvement. And, of course, that's what we all want to do, is just be as strong as we can be in our spiritual walk.
Right. And that really, that's a really good point, Linda. I know that personally I've benefited so much from just mentoring from other people that, you know, really turned the direction in what I was doing, you know, and made me see a bigger picture for myself. You know, made me see, just really expanded my vision of my possibilities beyond what I thought had been, you know, what I should expect, what was possible for me. So really, I think that's a very valuable point you bring up.
Thank you. Yes, and I'm glad you did that. I see more and more spiritual people asking for guidance because I don't care how advanced we are in our careers and in our studies, have everything. It's always, always good to seek consultation with others. So good for you.
Thank you.
So the fifth one that I have, and it is the biggest thing we all need to do in business and in life, and that is be kind. And just yesterday, there were two different instances that were shared with me that showed me how even some of the biggest names in the realm of spirituality need to remember the value of kindness. A friend of mine, and I'm going to use a fake name here, I'll just call her Diana, she used to work with a person who now teaches others how to become life coaches. Diana contacted this person after not having seen her for several years, and she expressed an interest in the program and said that she was having a really tough time. She wanted to see how her experiences might help others. She thought perhaps life coaching might be a great plan for her to use these experiences to provide a benefit for others.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls up this spiritual teacher and tells her a bit of what's going on in her life, and this person totally ignores her rough time comment, doesn't even try to do any emotional catching up, tells Diana that the program was $25,000, but she was fairly sure she could get it for her for $15,000 if she acted within 5 days. Well, Diana was a little blown away on that phone call, but then in addition to that, there were then follow-up emails encouraging Diana to take this program and advising her that the deadline was passing, that she wouldn't be able to get the discount if she didn't act quickly. So I'll come back to that.
High pressure sales.
Yeah. But I want to share that another friend of mine had been monitored for over a year by another well-known coach. And she's been participating in this expensive one-on-one program, like I said, for over a year. So my friend was really having a rough, rough day. Some things going on in her life that were tough to bear. She was struggling. And despite all the tools that this teacher had given her, she just couldn't get out of that. So she emailed the teacher and said, "I'm really hurting. I'm just falling apart. Can you help me?" He just emailed back in a one-sentence email and said, "Use the tools you've been given."
Oh, ouch.
Now, both instances are ones where kindness should have been the leading energy.
Yeah, and you would think that those people who are teaching it to others would certainly know that.
Yes, and that's why we all need those mentors. Why it's so important to have other people saying, "Wait a minute, slow down, take a look at your behavior." And if we look at it from strictly a business perspective, in the first instance, had the woman asked how my friend was faring and taken a couple of minutes, she would have had a client, I'm sure. As it was, my friend decided she didn't want to have anything more to do with this person, and she moved on and spent her time and her funds with someone else.
Good.
In the second instance,
on her part.
this person totally blew a chance at having this other friend of mine sign up for future courses. So kindness takes so little time and has such a long-lasting impact. While acts of kindness should be done for their own sake, the benefit to one's spirit is immense. It's also, as I see it, the clearest, purest way to lasting success on every level. And I'd say, lastly, that being spiritual in one's business or career doesn't mean allowing yourself to be walked on. Within kindness is the ability to stand firm and require fairness from others.
Oh, exactly, because, I mean, that's kindness to oneself.
Yes, yes. So I'll just repeat those steps if people want to write them down for reminders. Is number one, set the desire to work within a spiritual realm. Number two, set the intention that all you do is infused with consciousness. Number three, plan for a higher purpose. Number four, ask for spiritual monitoring. And number five, be kind. My motto is, and I'm sure you've seen that over and over, Alexandria, as you've gone to my website, is, in all you do, be the blessing.
Yeah, I love that sentiment. That's so nice, and really encourage people to really take that to heart. And I just want to touch back on one of those points that you mentioned about the asking for spiritual mentoring. Now, who are you suggesting that they ask? Are you saying, like, ask the universe, like, kind of write it down as your request that this is what you would like on a vision board or something, or to actually approach someone and ask for mentoring?
I think you can do both. What I would make sure that I included is having an individual that you know will be up front with you and be kind in doing, who'll be kind to you in doing that, but someone who isn't going to hesitate to say, "Have you looked at this?" Whether it's your behavior or the amount that you're giving to others, but somebody that just really will monitor you in that way. One way that it works really well is for you to do that for the other person or other people as well.
Oh, like a partnership, like I'll mentor you, you mentor me, that kind of thing?
Yes, and this is a really easy one. It's not It's not based on skills in any particular area. It's just a, well, I guess it is a skill in being spiritual too, but just an awareness of how you're operating in your life and in your career so that you do the best you can possibly do to stay connected to your spirituality.
Well, I think that's a really good point that you touched on. And I'm just wondering now, you also sort of talked about people who are just getting started, whether they had been, you know, living on the streets or if they'd been incarcerated. So I'm just wondering about maybe someone who's just maybe changing careers. They're just in a place in their lives where they don't want to be kind of working for somebody else anymore. They're trying to get themselves going for their own personal business. Or even if they are still working for somebody else, how would they really kind of bring these ideas and make them a reality within their career portion of their life?
When you line up spiritually and you have that aura of kindness and wanting to do well for others, people gravitate to you. You have a different presence when you are sitting in front of someone doing an interview. If you line yourself up with all of those spiritual principles before you ever set foot in an interview, and if you're truly living that, you're going to attract the things that you need, the people that you need. They're going to resonate with who they see you as being in the world. It's going to bring so many more opportunities to you. And it will also cast away those opportunities that would not serve you well. So if you're truly lined up in every way, that's going to be the biggest thing that you can do to advance yourself in your career. I'm sure that you've had the experience of being in a room with someone who you just felt like, you know, something about this person, I don't want to be around them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people see that when they're working with people as well. And so what happens with individuals who are putting off that kind of energy is people don't give them as many opportunities because they don't want to work with them. People push away. If someone is resonating with what I call the energy of light within, you want to be around that person more. You want to suggest things to them that might help them go further with what they're doing. You want to include them in projects because you know they bring something to every project. So it's that resonance that a person has that gets them further and further ahead in every way, but especially working with others. And it also, even if you're, let's say that you're starting out, we used the example earlier, as a life coach. If you're approaching clients and they see that you have this energy of light within you and you've embraced certain principles that they want, they're going to want to connect with you. If they see instead that you are not a caring person, that you're not living what you teach, that's going to make it far, far less likely that they will sign up with you. And in the examples that I used of the spiritual leaders who kind of took the wrong turn, not kind of, they did take the wrong turn.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder
how they became so successful in the first place, and let's say they just forgot to those lofty heights.
Absolutely, and they did forget. I know that both of these individuals have it within them to stay connected to the light, but they got full of themselves a little bit where they only focused on the income. They did not focus on why they're doing what they're doing in the first place. That is a perfect example why the mentoring no matter where you're at in your career, the mentoring from others would be of benefit to them. It's always good to make sure that you're staying on your given path. I believe that we all have a life purpose that needs to be lived out in just the purest way we possibly can. Having a mentor for them would be a good way to get back on track.
Well, and as I'm hearing you speak and we're talking about spiritual leaders, it just kind of brings a question to my mind. I know a lot of people who do sort of spiritual work or healing kind of work have a bit of an issue when it comes to money. You know, they either don't see their own value or they feel that what they have is a gift, so they don't feel comfortable charging money for that. But by the same token, I mean, they have to live, and money is the form of exchange that we use.
Yes.
So how would you address maybe their concerns about that?
Well, I'll address it briefly. That's actually a quite involved conversation. But I would just say that getting lined up with who you are and what you have to offer is step one in that. And then knowing what the value placed on that might be. And again, that's a long conversation in how you assess that value. I can say that if you don't know how to assess that value, that would be another area where you could get some mentoring so you have a clear idea of the value that should be set. There's also a way to just look at kind of analyzing what's in the market and where you think you're at level-wise. You know, maybe you see yourself as a beginning level, and so you look at others who are just starting out, and you put your pricing along in that level. Or maybe you haven't been a life coach, but you've had enormous successes in other areas where you've really brought a lot to another business or in some kind of teaching capacity. So you already know that you have the basics of teaching down. You already know how you work with clients, and you've got a very strong outline in what you're going to present. In that case, you might bump up your figures more than just a beginning coach. So it really depends on a lot of variables. I guess the strongest suggestion I can make on that is that if you're not clear, get some mentoring on that. And then there's a final element is we have to believe that what we have within us is of value to others. If we don't have that belief, no matter what someone tells us to charge, we're not going to feel comfortable doing that, and that's going to resonate in how we approach people, whether it's on the internet or in person. So get clear on what your value is, what your intentions are in how you help others, and then the pricing will fall into place.
I think that's really another really excellent point, Linda. And I'm just wondering if there's any kind of practical exercises that you might recommend for someone who is just to get to that place of really believing in their own worth regarding their career.
Well, I can tell you there are many, many ways. So I will just tell you how I personally do this.
Oh, perfect.
And what I do before I get out of bed in the morning is I do a process that I've called lining up. And that is really doing the energy work of connecting with spirit, saying thank you for all of the many blessings, being in gratitude for all that I have accomplished and all I intend to accomplish, and then setting intentions on what I will do in this day. And in that way, I take it a day at a time. I also do periodic, more extended periods of time where I'll go and sit. It always has to be in nature for me, and do more in-depth work for maybe it's only a half an hour that I can do it sometimes, maybe sometimes it's a day. But I continue to connect with Source and be in gratitude. And sometimes, too, I do something I call brainstorming with Creator. I just look at all of the things that I'm currently doing, and I ask for guidance on what I can do more of and I can do in a better way so that I can bless others. And that's really the key for me, is I love what I'm doing, but if I'm just doing things to serve myself, I'm not living my purpose. My purpose is to find ways that I always bless others.
Very nice. And it's funny, you should go that direction, because my next question was going to be, would you share, you know, just some of your personal maybe a ritual or something that you do every day to keep yourself in this place of power? But I guess you just did that.
Well, and I will add on to that, too, something that I came to realize fairly recently is connecting with other deeply spiritual people. And I find that if I connect with others who have set the same intentions that I have the same guiding spirit, that enriches me and renews me in an amazing way. And if people don't have someone that they can connect with in that way, it's very, very important that they find someone that they can share with and be that person to them, as well as ask that in return. That, again, it's a kind of spiritual mentoring where you support each other. So that would be an additional thing that I'd add to my daily meditation. And I do that every morning, but if I find myself getting frustrated or not able to do the things that I know that I'm supposed to do, kind of a stickler for me is I hate to do any cold calling. So I will line up again and just say, I need Spirit to fill me and guide me, and you know that in my doing this, I am really looking for that other person to contribute to me being a greater blessing. And so I just use that tool whenever I need it. And once you have that as a practice, it becomes really easy and really fast, and you can just get back on track quickly.
Yes, because I think the whole idea behind some of these spiritual practices, or just really life-enhancing practices, is to do it routinely and just to kind of keep yourself in that place, keep these ideas foremost in your mind, you know, because I find that if you don't, you kind of slip back into, I don't know, whatever life was before you started these things, and things just don't seem to flow as nicely as they do when you're feeling really connected and you're taking the time to meditate and connect with your spirit and to ask, you know, your source or your own higher self, you know, like for guidance regarding these issues. And again, the idea of finding someone to mentor you and help guide you and show you maybe your fullest potential, and to do that for each other is just, I mean, what a beautiful, you know, mutually rewarding experience that would be. That's really, really a lovely idea. And yeah, so on that note, I just wanted to, I know that you have extended a gift to all of our listeners, and I wonder if you would just like to speak about that a little bit.
Sure. I've got an offer. We've talked a lot about spirituality, but I think I should add that one of the main things that I do is I help spiritually connected people be successful in their businesses. So if your listeners, if there's someone who has a business or is looking at starting a business, and they have the desire to create more income or even figure out how they make income, if they're one of the first five people to contact me, I will spend 30 minutes, and probably that's a minimum because I tend to go on, but at least 30 minutes helping those people, those first five, find at least one new revenue source for their business. Or if they're a brand new business, I'll work with them to look at how they can target some potential clients. So I'll give a very detailed bit of information with those first five if they contact me, and they can contact me at Linda@DreamKeepersUniversity.com. So it's Linda and then the at symbol, Dreamkeepers, and it's DreamKeepersUniversity.com. So I'd encourage them to do that. I have a lot of fun helping people and come up with some pretty creative ideas sometimes, and it would be a joy to help those people.
Oh, that's what a wonderful gift. Thank you so much, Linda. I really, really encourage our listeners to take advantage of that. That's really wonderful. And just to let everybody know as well that I'm also offering a gift, which is available at my website, www.freelovingthelawofattraction.com. And my gift is a copy of my ebook, Now and Zen, The Joy of Meditation, which kind of takes people through all the basics and the hows and the whys of meditation. And this gift also includes an MP3 recording of from my Wishful Thinking program, my Rainbow Body Meditation, which will take them through all their chakras, and it's just a very lovely, empowering way to connect with themselves. So I really encourage all of our listeners to take advantage of that, and certainly take advantage of your offer to have this sort of personal coaching with you for 30 minutes. That's a wonderful, wonderful offer. So thank you so much for that, Linda. And I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with us today and to share, all your wisdom about creating or maintaining, establishing a career with the component of spirituality, because I agree. I mean, if you're not fulfilling that aspect of your life, you're just missing a big piece, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. And like I say, in all you do, be the blessing. If you apply that principle, you can't go wrong.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. And I'm just going to close right on that, because that's just the perfect way to close this interview. So thank you so much, Linda. And thank you to all our listeners. And we will be talking to you again soon. So have a wonderful day, everyone. And bye for now.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.